last
This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, serving all of Boston and all of the world at WMFO.org. I'm Ryan D. And I'm back in the booth, taking last week off. Many thanks to Skybar for filling in and doing the most excellent job at that. I'm back where I belong. Missed you guys. I'm ready to play some music. Are you ready? Let's talk about this show. This week, a fantastic album from INXS called X celebrated an anniversary. It was released in the fall of 1990. So I decided to kick things off with albums released, well, in the fall of 1990. So do that, get things going. Got a set of songs that I discovered listening to a great show out of New Mexico called Lost in the Tracks. I've done this before a couple years ago. I wanted to highlight more music that I've discovered through Dean Matson's show. Got a set of bands and musicians on tour and in the Boston area the next few days. New Music Week. Got some smoking hot takes for you. My goodness. So much amazing music is about to come our way. Thanks for being out there wherever you are, whenever you're listening. I appreciate each and every one of you for supporting the show and this station and local radio. Tell your friends, call your parents. Gather on the speakers and turn them up. Grab your beverage of choice. Let's have some fun for 2 hours. Music Savage Show, my friends, starts right now. Going back to 1990. Kicking it off with INXS, Suicide Blonde. Enjoy.
Straight to the beat, but it closed.
such a good song. You remember that video for that song? It was like a circus sideshow, and it's all kind of freaky things going on. And I think Simon and Robert are a two-headed monster in it. That brings me back. It's a great song, great video. It's The Cure, Never Enough, lead single and only new song off the band's 1990 remix album called Mixed Up. As a single, it was released with an excellent B-side called Harold and Joe. You should check that out. Albums released in the fall of 1990, that set. Lush with Breeze. It's taken off of their debut full-length album called Gala. It was a compilation album of UK singles and EPs that was released by 4AD to introduce the band to US audiences back in November of 1990. Cocteau Twins before that with Cherry Colored Funk, first track and my favorite off the Scottish band's sixth studio album, Heaven or Las Vegas, also released in 1990. I don't have to keep saying that, right? You know what I was doing. The Laws with There She Goes, second single off the UK band's one and only album, The Laws. It was released October of that year in Polydor. Bassist and original member John Power would go on to form a terrific band called Cast, who I love very much. I haven't played them in a while. I'm going to have to get to that maybe next week. And kicking off the set as well as the show with INXS, Suicide Blonde, lead single off the Australian band's seventh studio album, X, released September 25th, 1990. The whole reason why I decided to do this set, 1990 via Atlantic Records. That was my first major tour that I got to see as a teenager way back in the day, this X tour. It was fantastic. I think it was, no, it wasn't my first concert, but it was my first arena tour. I'll never forget it. Really amazing. I remember Michael Hutchinson when it came on, running on stage, and it was just so loud, the screaming, including from yours truly. Hope you enjoyed that set and are enjoying your morning and the show so far. Let's get back into the music, shall we? As I had mentioned, I'm going to play you some songs and musicians that I had discovered listening to a great radio station out of New Mexico, Las Cruces, New Mexico, to be exact. It's called Lost in the Tracks, and his name is Dean Matson, and I'm a big fan of his. Discovered him a couple of years ago, and his show's just fantastic. You can find him on Lost in the Tracks blogspot.com. And a couple of years back, I did a show, I did a set of musicians and artists that I discovered while listening to his show. Because, you know, I don't know them all. I got to listen to other radio shows to find music sometimes. You know, there's a lot out there and I miss it. But Dean has me covered and I found these great bands listening to his show. So let's get into it. Here is a band out of Stockholm, Sweden. They're called Vero. And I really like them. I'm going to play you a track called 2212 right here on the Music Savage Show. Do enjoy. We'll be right back.
You like it when I wear my hair down, but I say that way, it just gets in my eyes. You say that's exactly what you like so much. I think that sums us up sometimes. I'll be your favorite me, mostly carefree, laughs easily, but what you can't see in my routine is how hard it gets to keep the heartbeat clean. I can see the problem clearly. I can see the simple fact is that you like me in theory, and I like you back. I'm a moon for you, give you just the good side, save you all the best lines. Sometimes I wish that I was immune to you, could see you and go right by, pull myself away from your high tide. I'll be fine again by morning light. I set a timer to remind myself. Nights are just sentimental for me. Why? Of all of the people on the planet, can't think of anybody else. I know we're supposed to keep it light, but no one can pick their appetite. So I think I'm done up on the tightrope. I want a love that feels like more than just survival. My beauty, my anger, my sadness, all anchored, they're fused to the bone. But there's room for two, we could share a flashlight, you and me by a landslide every time. But if it's true that you don't feel so satisfied by it, I won't wait around and wonder why. I'm a moon for you, give you just the good side. We'll be right back.
have a good time.
Yeah. try and stray. There's nothing I can do and say. Yeah, there is no other way. Yeah, there is no other way. There's no other way.
So good. That's X Void right there, ending the musicians' bands that I've discovered the past few years with all those songs were this year, for them all this year on Dean Matson's show. Lost in the Tracks out of New Mexico. X Void, No Other Way. That's the second single off the UK band's debut album, Bigger Than Before, released this past March on Don Giovanni Records. Up ahead of that, Strange Neighbors, Window Watching. Strange Neighbors are a four-piece band out of New York City, and they released that great single, Window Watching, back in April. Teen Jesus and the Gene Teasers up ahead of that. One of my favorite band names. Man, I love that. Teen Jesus, the Gene Teasers. Miss Your Birthday. Name a track I played for you off the Australian Quartet's brand new EP, Pretty Good for a Girl Band. It was released this past May. Dessa up into that with Blush. Dessa is the stage name of Minneapolis musician Margaret Wander, and she is of the hip-hop band Doomtree. A terrific single was released last month, and kicking off this set with Vero, a track called 2212. Vero are a trio out of Stockholm. That's in Sweden. Single is from their debut full-length album, Unsoothing Interior. That was released this past May. May 6th, as a matter of fact, on Pink Slime Records. After you listen to this show, of course, go check out Lost in the Tracks. All you got to do is type in Lost in the Tracks and you'll find them. It's great stuff. All right, it's Music Savage Show. Ryan D, I hope that you are enjoying it. Let's get back into the music. Here is my man crush, John Craigie, and this is off of his latest album. It's called Mermaid Salt, and this is a track called Helena. Music Savage Show, John Craigie. There he is. If you don't know him, you'll love him as much as I do pretty soon. Enjoy.
I was born dead, Mama told me. She said the devils, they didn't want me. And they left me behind for her to hold. And she said no one could see me. I was invisible to everybody. And we would have revenge for what they stole. She said fire was how we'd make them pay. As I ran across the fields, she would scream,
light it up, sir.
I would burn that shit down to ashes. And I would crawl out of the flames back into her arms. And she was right, no one could see me. I was her ghost, I was her banshee. And in our wake, we watched Montana burn. Somehow they figured out that it was her, but it only made us run faster. Light it up, sun. Chase, she decided that we would make our peace. See, I'd been born dead, and she was jealous the whole time. So she tied us both to the stairwell, made me light one last farewell. I could still hear her crying through the flames. And when the Helena police arrived at the scene, it must have burned away my invisibility. They pulled me out, not a scratch they couldn't believe. Just a loose rope wrapped around me, not tied to anything. Light it up, son.
feel a little seasick. That it all came down to a carnival trip. Hanging my head out the window. Can't look back. Now we got miles to go. I get a little hazy on the details. I don't want.
Hey, this is Ruby Ray, and you are listening to The Music Savage Show with Ryan D. on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University Radio.
Dante woke up, he didn't mean to. He could have used a little more time in his dreams. But it was getting late in the evening, and as depressed as he was, he went walking in that buzzing night by the jasmine on the corner. He fit his headphones tied around his big old head. He let the soundtrack move him through the city. Yeah, just a black boy walking with the moonlight in his eyes. And Karen Johnson was out jogging with her neon vest and a chocolate lab named Sam. She just bought a house for next to nothing, right across the street from where our hero lays his head. The wristwatch counted every footstep as she shot
like a bullet through the night. She thought to get in a run before early morning. Yeah, just a white girl running with the law on her side. And on a poor-lit street, she saw Dante standing. But to her, he looked like a big black gun. She reached for her phone, dialed 911. And in a matter of minutes, Dante was gone. Dante woke up, he didn't mean to. He could have used a little more time in his dream.
That's the wonderful Trey Burt right there. Man, that song is something, huh? Track called By the Jasmine. It's off his second full-length album, You. Yeah, You, is released August 2021 on John Prine's label, Oh Boy Records. Up into that, the great Ruby Ray. Beehive, one of many favorites of mine, off the Nashville musician's wonderful new album. It's called True Crime. It was released just a few weeks ago, September 9th, on her own label, Ruby Ray Records. Sierra Farrell up into that at the end of the